Good afternoon, the Exotic Spirit. This is an emergency. Do you mind holding?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Exotic Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs.
Thank you so much for holding. You're speaking with Emily. How can I help?
Hey, Emily. It's Crystal.
Hello.
Well,
congratulations.
Ouch. Cute. If I actually was into a little cockatiel, that'd be so cute. Don't need that in my life, but cute.
But no, it's absolutely huge. She's still really fluffed up, though, and really kind of like it's taken a lot out of her, and I just, the swelling and the fluid in her coelom as well, just a bit concerned about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I just need one of the vets that just check her over after she's laid that
yep.
to see if she does need to stay in or what the plan will be, because is that what you're calling back for?
Well, yeah, because I was going to say my neighbour, she's lovely. She's part of WRQ. She
yep.
can come and pick her up around about the 5 o'clock mark if that worked for you guys.
Alrighty. I can grab her details if you like, or is
yep.
it better if I call you and then you call her?
Probably best to call her because if I'm with a client, I won't be able to answer my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll give
Alrighty.
Her give you her number. It is 0422 975 071. Her name's Jess. She knows she's WRQ, so you guys probably met her before. She picked up stuff for me for birds before when I couldn't get out.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Alrighty. Well, look, yeah, I'll just wait for Brock to reassess her. But like I said, she's just feel really fluffed up and she's really just like she's a lot more quiet now. After laying that egg, and it's huge. So I just want him to assess her before I say, yeah, she can go home.
Do you think she'll be okay? Like, is this life-threatening, or do you think she's just struggling a little bit, not just going to drop dead from it?
Well, I don't know. It's just like, it's her first egg, it was huge.
Yeah.
And the swelling and the fluid around it is really unusual. So, yeah, I just don't want to be like, yeah, come grab her. I just want him to check her over and just make sure
yeah.
she's out of the woods because, yeah, she's just presenting a bit different from the huge.
Which is worrying me.
Yeah, but no, she's doing good. She had a little pig of millet and she's just, I think, yeah.
Oh, well, she couldn't be that bad, she didn't.
Yeah, she's just recovering.
Well, that's why I thought, I was like, oh, that was just leave her home overnight. And I thought, oh, well, if you can get her, she's probably going to recover better at home. And that's why I was like, oh,
yeah.
Nervous bird. No. All right. Well, you...
But she's doing really good. She's not pacing or anything like that here. Like, she's settled down really. Like, I mean, this
good.
Is, you know, post-laying an egg. But, yeah.
Sort of like my butthole hurts.
Yes, that's right.
Cool. All right. Well, I'll... if you can just, like, text me what's going on, so that way I'll leave know, and I'll let my mate Jess know that you guys will
yep.
get her a fall. That's... I think that's a good plan.
Yeah. Too easy, Crystal.
Poor bird. Ouch.
Alrighty, take it easy and we'll
right.
talk to you soon.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
That's okay. Bye.